Madam President, I would like to really say thank you for the opportunity, but most of all, thank the UNCTAD Secretariat, my fellow panelists here, my colleagues, for this opportunity really to be talking to you today. I am Thezi Mabuza. I'm from the National Consumer Commission of South Africa. We are a primary regulator of consumer protection in South Africa. We are all here today because we share a common cause of regulating practices within the consumer protection environment as guided by the United Nations guidelines for consumer protection. Most of us have regulatory instruments that are embedded on these guidelines, making most of us, if not all, collaborators to ensure that consumers worldwide are protected from harm to their health and their safety. As regulators, we are observing the rapid changes brought in by e-commerce. We feel the strain of trying to make our regulatory instruments more agile to respond to these rapid changes. In enforcing the rights of consumers to good quality and safe products, we have to ensure that consumers are protected from harm to their well-being and safety. For that, we need regulatory tools that will ensure responsible behavior and hold liable those suppliers responsible for supplying unsafe products. As regulatory authorities, we aim to ensure that all products sold online and in brick and mortar stores are safe. We need to have common principles as proposed in the General Product Safety Principles that could permeate and shape our regulatory instruments. Those principles that would stand out for me or as South Africa are firstly, the issue of empowerment of regulatory authorities responsible for product safety to ensure that they take appropriate actions against the provision and sale of unsafe products. Authorities will require agile, empowering instruments that will provide powers for them to receive complaints, complain businesses to notify them of unsafe products, and provide relevant reports so that regulators can stop further distribution and sale of unsafe products. Consumers need to be empowered as well with correct and relevant information on the safe use of products and channels to report product safety issues. When there is a recall, appropriate and effective channels should be employed to convey the message to consumers. To conclude, consumer protection, as we all know, is a social legislative intervention and needs cooperation of role players at all levels to ensure that products in the markets are safe. These proposed principles will provide the framework to ensure that the provision of unsafe products is curtailed for the good of all citizens and consumers. Thank you.